This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition to finalize electoral alliance in metropolises and submetropolises by tomorrow. Jeep accident in Sangja kills 5 people, leaving 6 others injured. President Biddyadevi Bhandari stresses on producing awareness spreading films. And North Korea tests new weapon to improve tactical nuclear capabilities. Now the news in detail. The ruling coalition parties are to finalize the electoral alliance for the May 13 local level election in metropolises and submetropolises by Monday evening. A meeting of the five-party ruling alliance held at Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata today decided to conclude the share of each party for the election by tomorrow. Likewise, the ruling parties also decided to receive a report prepared by a task force regarding the election preparations and the situation of the alliance in all provinces. The ruling coalition partners have failed to finalize the candidates in metropolis and submetropolis as there are several aspiring candidates. 5 people were killed and 6 others injured in a jeep accident at Whirling Municipality 12 of Sangja today. The police said the jeep was heading towards Bairachari from Dada Kirka when it met with the accident. The jeep carrying 11 people fell nearly 200 meters up the road. The police have identified the deceased as 65-year-old Bir Bahadur Dala Magar, 45-year-old Hira Dala Magar, 25-year-old Sarmila Sharu, Sarmila's 6-month-old son from Walling and Dada Kirka 12, and 61-year-old Kul Kumari Kanauje of Walling 14. President Biddyadevi Bhandari has lauded the role of the film industry for positive social change in the country. Addressing a special ceremony organized by the Film Development Board at Sital Nivas today, President Bhandari said film could be an effective medium to set examples of civilized society, saying films could help inculcate the feeling of nationalism in citizens. The president urged the cinema community to bring out films making aware and motivating people positively. She also asked the Film Development Board to develop film cities across the country, bringing in filmmakers across the world to the country. Also addressing the program, Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki pledged the ministry's full support to the film industry. On the occasion, various artists, including the first Nepali female actress Bhuvan Chand and senior music composer Sambhujit Baskota, were decorated with various awards and honours. Asian Development Bank Vice President Si Chin Chen met with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba today. During the meeting, ADB Vice President Chen reiterated the bank's commitment to further strengthen its partnership with Nepal. In his meeting with the Prime Minister, Vice President Chen reaffirmed ADB's commitment to continue support Nepal, focusing on the government's reforms and investment in infrastructures and human resources development. And he also commended the government on the completion of the Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairahua. Likewise, in his meeting with Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma, Vice President Chen noted the government's effort to accelerating the implementation of development programs and reforms. The election symbols for the local level election have been fixed and included in the ballot paper. The Election Commission said the election symbols of 6 nationally recognized political parties were fixed based on the number of votes they received in the House of Representatives election in 2017 under the proportional category. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Sangya श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkowta, has pledged to fight against corruption as much as he could. Inaugurating a cartoon exhibition in Kathmandu today, Speaker Sapkowta warned that the corruption could imperil the country if not controlled on time. He also called for a collective resolution to curb the continuously increasing corruption in the country. The new 3,000-metre runway in Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava is to be brought into operation from the 21st of April. Until now, the 1,500-metre runway was operative in the second international airport of the country. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Alia recently instructed the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal to operate the new runway at the earliest. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. North Korea has launched a new type of tactical guided weapon aimed at boosting the country's nuclear capabilities. According to North Korean state media, leader Kim Jong-un observed the test firing of the weapon. The report early on Sunday came as South Korea and the United States warned that Pyongyang could soon resume nuclear testing, and after Kim broke a self-imposed moratorium on intercontinental ballistic missile testing with a launch last month. The Korean Central News Agency said the latest weapon test is of great significance in drastically improving the firepower of the frontline long-range artillery units and enhancing the efficiency in the operation of tactical nukes. However, the news agency did not say when the test took place and gave no details of the missile involved. Russia has banned UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior ministers from entering Russia over what it described as their hostile attitude towards the war in Ukraine. The order mentioned in the ban include Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, Chancellor Rishi Sunak and Home Secretary Priti Patel. Moscow said the decision was taken in response to sanctions imposed by the UK since the invasion. The country said London's unbridled information and political campaign aimed at isolating Russia internationally created conditions for containing the country and strangling the domestic economy had prompted to take the decision. The UK government, however, said it remained resolute in its support for Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition to finalise electoral alliance in metropolises and submetropolises by tomorrow. Jeep accident in Sangja kills 5 people, leaving 6 others injured. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses on producing awareness spreading films. And North Korea tests new weapon to improve tactical nuclear capabilities. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.